This is a life-transforming message from Life by Design Ministries in Denver, Colorado. And now let's join the founder and senior pastor, Pastor Peter Taft.
Bring us together in your name, God, and we are thankful. And we give you praise, God, from since the last time we gathered together. You have moved in a tremendous way, and Father, we praise you for that. We thank you for the word that you have prepared for us today. God, bless us to hear your word. Let your word come like it's never come before. Let us hear, Father God, like we never heard before. And we thank you for signs and wonders following your word. We thank you for a manifestation of your spirit, God, and your kingdom. In Jesus' name, we give you praise and glory. Somebody shout, amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All right. All right. I'm going to go old school with the Bible. We left off last week. I'm going to do my best to be very timely today and get all of this in. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I've been getting reports. So I'm going to try to work on my stuff. Amen. Amen. Today's message is the Sower Summit Part 2. Bring me up just a little bit. The Sower Summit Part 2. The Sower Summit Part 2. And we're talking about being fruitful. Everybody say, be fruitful. So this is Part 2 of that, being fruitful. Glory be to God. And today I want to talk to you in a way that will stir your gift. We've already established in Scripture that he that descended also ascended on high, and he gave gifts unto men. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, God has given me a gift. Whether I use it or not, whether I refine it or not, whether I even discover it or not, he has given it to me, and I will be held accountable. You thought I tied out on the end. You will be held accountable. We're here on assignment. Amen. And our job is to find out what our purpose and assignment is and then get that done. As you're going to see inside of Scripture, that we cannot do that without going through the access door, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. He connects us back with the Father. Amen. And gives us a connection to the righteousness that empowers us to be able to fulfill our earthly assignment. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. There is something God has called us to do. So I want you also to sow into your gift. Everybody say, sow into your gift. That means work with it. Work with it until it becomes a fruitful manifestation that gives God glory.
That's so good.
Amen? Amen. So based upon that principle, Psalms 138, it says, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. And so what he's doing here today at the Equipping Center, what he's doing here today is equipping you to be able to sow into your gift, to go work with it. Stop complaining about what you don't have. I got to talk straight today. And start focusing on what he gave you. Because what he gave you is enough to bless you and your grandkids. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Kingdom points. Picking up for where we left off. Sower's hands lifted. Everybody say, sower's hands lifted. This is a sower summit, so they are going to begin with sowers. A sower's hands lifted. A sower is no more than a farmer. Amen. Somebody who plants seed. A sower's hands lifted. And then sower's hands sowing. Everybody say, sower's hands sowing. Because you can call yourself a sower, that I'm a sower, and God has, he gives seed to sowers, but then the sower must sow the seed.
Amen.
Amen. I'm hoping that as my ministering today will get you unconfused about the miracle interventions of God in your life. Amen. So you won't just depend just on that.
Amen.
And you go back to work.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Not getting a fan base here. All right. That's all right. That's all right. Sower's cold, hands to the plow is our third kingdom point. My assignment for the month of December is to get us ready to go into 2020. Lord's grace sustains us to go into 2020 so we can go into that running with vision and running with clarity. Amen. Everybody say, running with vision and running with clarity. But my job is to get us ready for that, because a lot of people are waiting for New Year's and they're going to set some resolutions, but they have not got themselves ready for the resolutions. Amen. And you can set your watch right about it somewhere around February 18, 19, they're going to just let that resolution go. On average, most resolutions die right about then. Amen. And then they wait for next year to do the same thing over and over again. I want to get you ready for that. I believe you may, some of you might have remembered Bishop Jace when he would come out and he would say, get ready, get ready, get ready. Come on, y'all know that, right? Amen. Get ready, get ready. And basically what he was doing was prophetically speaking to the body of Christ to get ready, to prepare for what God has for you. Amen. And so when you look at that, it basically we're going to talk about invoking the law of preparation. When you look at that word prepare, pre is the prefix of that. Pre means before. Everybody say before. Before. Now, here's what believers got to start. We got to start getting ready before stuff happens. You don't need to be learning how to pray in the storm. You need to be in the habit of getting your prayer life together before the storm. Amen. So you can pray through the storm. And counsel the storm. Right. Oh, wish I had a little help. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna shift some things, because I don't want you to go into 2020 still believing that your emotional disruption is what moves the hand of God. Okay. Going a little heavy. So let's go back to prepare. Pre means before. And then that pair part, which is the real focus of that word, means make ready. So look at your neighbor and say, we're going to make ready. The law of preparation says that I'm going to get ready in advance. There was 10 virgins. Five of them was wise. Five of them was foolish. All of them were virgins.
Right.
All of them were in a position to be able to go with the bridegroom, amen, by their virgin status. So what it basically says to us, I can be saved, but still foolish. Or I can be saved and wise. I can start getting ready in advance. Now, if you have not divorced yourself from the deception of miracles. Now, miracles exist, and God will do it. God, matter of fact, he just did a miracle. That's what we was praising God for. He showed up.
Amen.
But we get to that testimony come Christmas. But if you misinterpret that, you would never get ready when God is telling you to get ready. So then stuff keeps catching you off guard. How many, come on, we just got through with Thanksgiving. Can the family get together? Can we sit around the table? Everybody say, can we talk? How many stuff been catching you off guard in 2019? You know, I wasn't ready for that. That rebuild really got me off guard. I wasn't ready. Look at your neighbor and say, get ready. Let's look at this point coming out of Proverbs 6 chapter. Look at your notes there. I want you to see it. Lay your eyes on it. It says, go to the ant, ye, thou sluggard. Now, I didn't call you a sluggard, but the word did. It's go to the ant, you sluggard. Because they say, I take them. No. Go to the ant, you thou sluggard, and consider her ways and be wise. Again, five wise. And foolish, which having no guide, no overseer, no or ruler, provided her meat in the summer and gathered her food at harvest. In other words, she prepares in advance. Amen. Don't let winter come unprepared.
Amen.
And we're speaking to a whole generation who has no vested interest in preparing in advance. They love to live in crisis. Oh, gonna talk here today. Mama say amen.
Amen.
Father say amen.
Amen.
Everybody say love to live in crisis.
Amen.
Amen. The first of the month come and they say, I ain't got, didn't you know it was coming? Hold on, let me introduce you to a calendar.
Amen.
This is not a surprise. I ain't going to get many amens. That's what, because I got a pocket full of them. So every time I do this, that's just me saying amen. That's enough. Ever got me, though. You got me. That's it. So my whole objective for the month of December is to get us ready. Tell you never said, we're going to get ready. We're going to get ready. I don't want another year to go by without us fulfilling what we set out to do. Because if anybody on the planet should be accomplishing, it should be us. Right. Amen? Amen? All right, so good. So again, and I'm by some of the other key verses in the mandate. Our mandate, our kingdom mandate is found in Genesis 1:28. And we're talking about the first part of that, about being fruitful. Everybody say, be fruitful. Be fruitful. Over the course, we're going to walk through all four of those. Amen? So we can walk in a place of dominion. Everybody say, dominion. Dominion. Now I want you to lay your eyes on Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61 verses 1 through 4. Isaiah 61 verses 1 through 4. Very familiar set of texts, but I want us to look at it with fresh eyes. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Throw your hands up and say, God has blessed me.
God has blessed me.
And we're living in a time where the Spirit of the Lord is not upon you. He's down in you.
Amen.
Oh, glory Amen. Be to God. So if it worked on you, it's sure enough going to work on in you. All right, so the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And then we have this word, because. Everybody say, because.
Because.
Or in other words, for this cause. Now, we kind of misinterpret that. We kind of got praise happy. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon us. So we thought his whole purpose was to help us run around the room. Now, there's absolutely nothing running around the room. Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Look at your neighbor and say, the joy is our strength. But we got to get through running around the room and start running with vision. And getting kingdom stuff done. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody in this section going to have to pick it up and help me. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Don't worry, I'm going to work toward the other sections in the minute. Amen. Glory be to God. All right, so everybody say, because. Say, for this cause.
For this cause.
So God's blessing is upon my life. God's Spirit is in my life for a cause.
Yes. Amen, amen, amen.
He didn't come just to give me goosebumps.
Right.
Yes, amen. I'm here on assignment. Amen. Then he tells us what the cause is. The Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings. Everybody say, preach the kingdom. Unto the meek, watch this. He has sent me, everybody say, sent me to bind up the broken hearts. Notice he sent us. So we need not send him. Ain't nothing like telling your kid to go to the store and then your kid turn around and tell you to go to the store. Wait a minute, I thought I sent you. So he sent us. Everybody say, he sent us. Because if he's going to go, we got to take it.
That's right.
Amen.
For in him we live, move, and have our being. Watch the He sent me to bind up the broken heart. Look at the one next to you and say, I can heal a broken heart. Now, a really good way to become a good heart healer is to first let him heal your heart. Now, in order for him to heal your heart, you're going to have to get real for a moment. Everybody say, for a moment, for a moment. You're going to have to go on and get real, amen. Say, that thing hurting me. If I confess my faults, he's just and faithful to heal me. Now, some of us have trouble with that because we want to be super saint. Nothing bothers me. Look at your neighbor and say, no, that hurt. That one, ooh, my shield was down. That door got through. Ooh, Lord. Okay. Try not to talk too churchy, but all right. He's hearing me to bind up the broken heart. Bring that back to you. To proclaim liberty to the captives. Notice that we have been sent with a message that says they're free, not a message that says they're bound.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
This might be a little upstairs, but that's all right. We're going to get it out. To proclaim liberty to the captive. Look at your neighbor and say, God has set you free.
God has set you free.
Come on, tell them again. Say, God has set you free. Now, see, some of y'all are looking at the residue of the conditions that they've been living in and still saying, no, I don't think they came free right now. No, he set you free. Now you got to know how to learn how to walk free and talk free and then be free. Okay. Liberty to the captives and the opening of prisons to them that are bound. Then he says, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Everybody say, this is the acceptable year of the Lord. Tell your neighbor, say,
it's a good time
to live the kingdom life.
It's a good time
to be healed from the inside out. It's a good time. Come on, to come on upstairs. Come on. Amen. Glory be to God. Oh, it's a good time. Everybody say,
it's a good time.
To come out of this mess.
Hallelujah.
He said it this way. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Everybody say,
whenever I hear his voice,
it's an acceptable time.
Hallelujah.
Okay, let's go look. In the day of the vengeance of our Lord, to comfort all that mourn. To appoint them that mourn in Zion. And then he goes into this series of divine exchange. Everybody say divine exchange. God wants us to make a divine exchange with him. And watch what he does. He said to give them beauty for ashes. So I must divorce myself of the pride that I have in my ashes. And take on his beauty. Some of us are in love with our trouble.
Amen.
And we wear it as a badge of honor. I'm going to preach here today. I don't care how you look at me. We wear it as a badge of honor. We're willing to tell everybody about the trouble and how they did us or how they did you. God said, give me that. And I'm going to give you a new story. Oh, come on. Throw your hands up and say, God, I receive a new story. Whew. I don't want to tell that broken beat down story no more. Beauty for my ashes. The oil of joy for mourning. I want you to receive the oil of joy to the degree that your prayer life changes. Now, we went through a season of our prayer life. I got to help some people with this. We went through a season in our prayer life that we were just wailing at the wall. Every day I might need your help. We just wailing at the wall, you know. Oh, God. Amen.
Amen.
But after the exchange. All I feel like shout. Everybody say after the exchange. My conversation with him changes. Oh, come on, y'all. Come on. I ain't begging him. I'm praising him.
Yes.
The tone of my conversation changes.
Amen.
Oh, come on, start with me. Well, I ain't got a moan and groan. I can have a conversation with him.
Yes.
Talk to him about the principles in his word.
Yes.
And bring his word back to him with expectation he's going to move on it.
Amen.
That's right. Glory to God. That's so good.
Amen.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, say, change the tone.
Amen.
Come on, get happy now.
Amen.
Oh, come on. This is important. Because sometimes we don't shift when the season has shifted. Now, the season has shifted. We hear, you're watching by live stream, we here in Denver, the season has shifted. It's cold. It's to the bone cold. We all wonder what had happened with the weather in Denver. It snowed last week. The snow's supposed to be gone. Snow 2 days later is gone. It ain't gone. Amen. So weather patterns are changing. So but when the summer comes, we put our coats up.
Right. Oh, that's
good. I'm going somewhere with that. See, you're living like you in a season that has come to an end. But you're living like you're still in it. If you're out of your prison, then live free. Don't live bound. Don't think somebody got to come tell you when you got to eat and when you can go to the courtyard. I wish I had some. Be free. Oh, come on. I feel like preaching here today. Hunt your neighbor and say, be free now. The season of your life has changed.
My God, my God. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen. All right, all right, all right. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
Yes.
You're not more saved
because
you got a frown on your face.
Amen.
That don't make you holy.
Amen.
I'm gonna help us today. Amen. Now, sometimes we get in the church, amen, and we think we're deep. You know, this deep, the deep got to look serious all the time. Then anointing comes with a frown. And you refuse to smile at people because you're deep. And you walk around like this. I can't even do it. You walk around with your head up. And, you know, every time somebody say something to you, you got to go through three verses of scripture before you.
Amen.
I just asked you how you feel today. Lord Jesus, I didn't ask for a sermon. I just said, how you feel? Well, this is the day the Lord has made. And I declare I will rejoice and be glad in it. You scary.
Amen.
That's right. That's right. That's scary.
Tell your neighbor, say, stop being scary.
Stop being scary.
I'm in deep trouble. All right, let's go. Amen. Teach them, say, just be real.
Just be real.
Come on, say, just be real.
Just be real.
And God said, I want to take the heaviness off of you and give you a garment of praise.
Yes, yes, yes.
Here's what the garment of praise would do for you. Yes. You'll celebrate people. In other words, you'll find something to be happy about. I'm going to come back to that one because I think we need to deal in that side of there. Because it's easy to find the wrong stuff.
Right, right. Amen.
It's easy to see the blue hair. Nobody got no blue hair. Because I'm not talking about you. You want your hair blue? Wear your hair blue. Look at your neighbor and say, be you. Be you. God might need some blue hair wearing folks.
Amen.
To talk to some other blue hair wearing folks. That Jesus is real. I know your religion don't give you that liberty, but I'm going to preach it anyway. Amen. He might need some bald head folks.
Amen.
To talk to some other bald head folks. That Jesus is real.
That's right.
I'm going somewhere. Watch this. So everybody said the garment of praise. For the spirit of heaviness. God wants to make divine exchange with us. Now, spending too much time in here. I got to move. Watch this. But here's where I'm going with this. He's going to make this exchange with us. If I say,
for this reason.
That they or that you may be called trees of righteousness.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
A tree, the result of a seed planted. Everybody say trees of righteousness. Watch the rest of this. Watch it. The planting of the Lord. Everybody say the planting of the Lord. What this verse is really telling us is that you are seed God has sowed and he wants you to grow and be his planting.
Amen.
That ye may glor- be, that he may be glorified. Everybody say that he may be glorified. Now you're going to link this verse to the verse that's declared in the Old Testament. We're going to get there in John in a minute, but let me read the rest of this. Now, everybody said that he may be glorified. But everybody said,
don't stop there.
That they shall build oasis. Yes. Then it goes back to the mandate. Oh, good God. Yes, in other words, God didn't do all this divine exchange with you just so you could feel good.
Right.
He did it with you so he could position you to walk out the kingdom mandate. He didn't bless you just so you can just enjoy it, though he wants you to enjoy it. But there's more to the story.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, say, there's more to the story. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Everybody say, I'm here on assignment. I'm here on assignment. My assignment is to be fruitful. Watch this. That they may build oasis. That they may raise up the former desolations. That they may repair waste cities. The desolation of many generations. Everybody say, I'm here on assignment.
I'm here on assignment.
Watch the tie to John 15:8. Herein is my Father glorified. That they bear much fruit.
Yes. Amen.
Do y'all see the connection?
Amen.
Everybody say, I got to get busy.
I
got some stuff I got to rebuild.
I
got some broken hearts I got to bind together.
Amen.
Let the church say,
amen.
Okay, good. Swords, hands lifted. Let's go into kingdom point number one. Swords, hands lifted. Genesis 14 and 14. This not going to take long. Genesis 14 and 14. Get this. Just so you know. Because it's not just happening here. Throughout the whole body of Christ, God is extracting the spirit of entertainment. And he's starting to equip his people. It's happening throughout the whole body of Christ.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Now, you might still have one or few outliers that's still anchored in entertainment, but God is really about equipping his people. Why? Because he has an assignment that needs to get done in the earth realm.
Right.
And we got to be equipped to do it. Amen?
Amen.
So everybody say, I got to turn the channel and start
sowing into my seed.
Okay, watch that. Genesis 14 and 14, hands lifted. And then Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive. He armed his trained servants. We were talking about this last week on War Sunday. He earned his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them into Dan. So we learn from that Abraham had servants and that he armed them and he had trained them first and then he armed them. Everybody say trained, and then armed. Amen. In other words, I don't give loaded weapons to untrained people. So don't be asking for power to move mountains and you ain't been trained. Because you put the mountain right up on the house of God. I wish I had. Okay. Watch it. Verse 17 says the results of the battle that Abraham fought. And I want to bring this out. After his return from the slaughter. Everybody say the slaughter.
The slaughter.
So when he got through with this. Now, I don't want you to see the slaughter as killing people. I want you to see the slaughter as taking dominion. Because that's what it means for us. Amen. It means for us to go in and really take dominion and bring back kingdom order to a situation.
Amen.
Oh, wish I had a little help up here. There. I mean, there's not even any residue of the old junk. Anybody got some stuff that you want all together out your house?
Amen.
Let me just bring it to you. Bring it where you live. Amen. Because I don't even want to see this no more.
I don't
want to totally abolish. Amen. That's what happened here. So the victory that God gave him was one of dominion. Everybody say dominion.
Dominion.
Now watch this. Verse 18 was where I'm going. Hands lifted. In Melchizedek, this is post-victory. Post-victory activities. Everybody say post-victory.
Post-victory.
Post-blessing.
Post-blessing.
In other words, after God has moved for you.
Amen.
What are you going to do? I want you to pay real close attention to this, even if you got to stand up to hear it, because your flesh might be screaming. But after he gives you what you ask him for, what are you going to do? This is the important part. Is what you do after he bless you. Getting real quiet in here. Post-victory. And Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. Everybody say communion. Bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him. The him that he's blessing is Abraham. Yeah. Amen?
Amen?
Abram at this time. God hadn't changed his name yet. So Abram, he blesses Abram because Abram comes to the king of Solomon. After I get blessed,
amen,
I still need to come to church.
Amen.
The blessing cycle is not complete till I come back to him that has blessed me.
Amen.
Oh, come on here. You see it in the story of the 10 lepers. The blessing cycle was not complete. That's why Jesus stood there with expectation of the other 9 saying, where they at? Because the blessing cycle has not completed yet.
Amen.
Because they ain't came back.
Right.
As your neighbor said, have you come back yet? Have you come back? Okay, 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 okay. Okay, let's see, let's see, let's see. Tell your neighbor, say, hang in there, hang in there, hang in there.
Amen.
Okay. And he blessed them and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And then he said, and bless the Most High God, which had, watch this now, delivered thy enemies into thy hands. In other words, blessed be God who has given you the victory that you now possess.
Yes.
Amen. Throw your hands up and say, I possess the victory because God gave it to me. I want you. I never want you to get confused after God has blessed you,
yes,
that you feel like you did it. Now, who did the fighting? Abram trained his own men. I wish I had a little help up here. Oh, no, I'm going to preach this. Yeah, I am good. Look, you never see. He good, he good. Why? Abram trained his own men. If you read the story up inside of that, he also executed a strategy. They split up, and then they divided, and they conquered the enemy. I wish I had some help. Everybody say, God's going to give me a strategy that I have to deploy to get the victory. But then after the victory, he gets all the credit.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Ask your neighbor, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Do you have a problem with that? Tell you, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
You really shouldn't have a problem with that.
You really shouldn't have a problem with that.
My God.
Abide in him. We're going to talk about it in a minute. Because outside of him, I can do nothing.
Amen.
Everybody say,
it only works
with me abiding in him. Okay, okay, okay. Okay, so watch this. Okay. Watch this now. So he gives, then the scripture says, not only did he come to the king of Solomon, the scripture said, and he gave him tithes of all.
That's right.
Now, I'm not going to preach on tithe, but I'm going to deal with what's being done. He honored God,
yes,
with the blessing he got.
Yes.
Come on, saints. Come on. You got to, even if you know this, you got to just say amen, amen,
amen,
just to honor the word. Everybody say, he honored God,
God,
with the blessing he got. Now we got to get real, real rich for a moment. We got to get real, real. Sometimes we get blessed, but then we refuse to honor God with what he gave us.
That's right.
I got the car, but now I never drive the car to church.
Amen.
I take the car everywhere else. As a matter of fact, I don't even come to church no more.
Come on now.
Amen.
Amen.
God's gonna put something in your hand and see if you're gonna honor him with what he gave you. Oh, okay. Well, since we already in it, we might as well go and get deep. You asked for the relationship.
Oh, well, out we go.
Now he gave it to you. Or you're going to honor God in it. You asked for the job. And he gave it to you. Now are you going to honor him? Or you're not hearing me. Don't walk out now. You should have left when they left. Come on. Oh, you ask your neighbor, say, are you going to honor? God with it. He gave you the kids.
Yes.
I'm going here today. I'm already in trouble. I might as well just going to be big trouble. Just going to be big trouble, Peter. Just going to be big trouble because you're already in trouble. No, he gave you the kids. Are you going to honor God with it?
Yes.
Or are you going to let them little rascals run you?
Right.
Instead of you stand. Here's what the word says. He said, it's for me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord. Hey, oh, come on. Y'all know my wife. I said, we're going to serve the Lord. So sometimes my standing for God puts me at odds with my kids, but I'm going to keep on standing. Because I know God blessed us, and God is the one that brought all y'all not want to hear me talk today. I ain't falling out of love with him. Still love him.
That's right. Amen.
Not beating him down. Still love him.
Right. That's right. Thank you. Thank you.
But I know for their success, I got to honor God.
Amen.
I said for their success,
right.
I got to honor God.
Right. Thank you.
Won't you honor God with some praise right now? Come on, just come on. Come on. Come on, saints. Come on. You got that much in you. You got a hand clap in you. Come on. I'm just this ain't asking you to do no run up and down the side. This ain't asking you to be no holy roller. Just honor God. Everybody say, I'm just going to honor him with praise. Abraham, after he got the victory, he came and brought tithes of everything that he got in the victory to honor God.
Right.
Everybody say, he gave him
tithes.
Of all. He gave God's part.
Right.
Everything you have, God has a part of it.
Amen.
Come on, son.
Amen.
God gave Adam the whole garden and said, this one tree, don't touch that one. All he had to do was honor God with his part. And we've been okay. Amen?
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, say, I would have been okay.
Had
he left that tree alone, I wouldn't have these bunions. Ooh, y'all needed some help. I thought I'd help you. Let's move on. Watch this now. Watch this. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, give me the persons and take the goods for thyself. King Sodom was trying to bless Abram. Abram said unto the king of Sodom, watch this. See here. Here is commitment hitting the table. 2020, your commitment got to hit the table. Everybody say,
my commitment.
Got to hit the table. Here's commitment hitting the table. He said, Abraham said to the king of Sodom, he said, look here. I have lifted my hands unto the Lord.
Yes.
I'm committed to God.
Amen.
Everything in my life runs through that process of me being committed to God. Oh, I feel the Lord up in here today. Come on, saints. Come on. Everything. Everybody say everything.
Everything
in my life.
Runs through my commitment to God.
Hold your hands up over me. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have issues.
Right.
We're not talking about you being perfect.
That's
not the. Everybody say that ain't the conversation.
Watch it.
But I'm committed. Everybody say I'm committed.
I'm committed.
Come on, stretch your hands a little higher. Say I'm committed.
I'm committed.
Abraham said, look here, I've committed. I raised my hand to God. I'm not going to even take a shoelace from you. Watch this. Least, oh my God. Tell your neighbor, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
In 2020.
In 2020.
I'm going to fight for my testimony.
Like nobody's business.
Oh, come on. You're going to have to get used to a whole new me. In 2020, I'm going to fight with a focus like nobody's business. In 2020, I ain't taking no distractions. I ain't doing all that. I'm going to stay committed to the one who blessed me.
Amen.
Are y'all hearing this? I got to get you ready for it. Everybody say, get ready. So be okay with some people not understanding you for a moment. No, I can't take that. We good? I'm good. Everybody say, I'm good. You're going to have to walk away for some praise.
Yeah.
People celebrating you. You know what? Okay, enough of that. We good. I don't need that to keep coming until you get me into manipulation. No, I'm cutting that off right now.
Yeah, right.
Ain't all that. Uh-uh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He said, I ain't taking the shoelace. Look at your neighbor and say, not even a shoelace.
Not even a shoelace.
Oh, I feel like turning over a table right here.
Uh-oh.
Where my women's ministry at? Where my real ministry at?
Come on.
Real leaders, women's ministry, stand up. Real leaders, stand up. Esther's Court, stand up. I'm getting ready to equip y'all. Glory be to God. Hush, shut up. See, you're going to have to teach these young ladies, I'm not taking a shoelace, baby. I've lifted my hands to God. God going to make sure I'll be okay. I am not for sale. You can't buy me with no bread. God's going to make sure I'm okay. I ain't got enough amens. I thought I had a church ready to take territory. You got to know what's in the territory. See, if we get our young ladies to stand up and stop taking this,
yes.
Then our young men to pull their pants up.
Amen.
And start coming correct.
Amen.
Oh, I'm going there today. Oh, yeah. But because we have tolerated it,
right.
It continues. I ain't got no problem with it. Mm-mm. Brother, you're going to be a man? Be a man. Your hands are for the plow, not for her head. Be a man.
That's right.
Can't take nothing. I mean, guys just falling out. Can't take nothing. Just freaking out. What? Bro. Be a man.
Right.
Oh, it's a year of equipping.
Oh, yes,
I don't hear no sob story. It's a year of equipping.
Yes. Amen.
Because the word don't change.
Amen.
The word got enough get up in it.
Thank you.
That you can get up.
You can get up.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do it. Why y'all back up when we speak bold? Do you think the enemy is going to move when you say, get out, devil. Please. Okay, I'll come back next week. Will you come out next week? He only responds to authority.
Amen.
That's why in here, when the guy tried to rebuke him, he says, Peter, Paul, and them, Jesus, I know the authority. Who are you?
Who are you?
I'm not just responding to the verbal words coming out of your mouth. I'm responding to the authority of dominion that's backing that.
Amen.
Okay. Going too deep. Back it up. All right, let's go. Watch this. Throw your hands and say, I've lifted my hands now.
I've lifted my hands.
I want you to take this home with you. When you go in your house, I want you to throw your hands up and say, "House, I've lifted my hands to the Lord. I'm not bowing to the conditions of you anymore."
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. I'm protecting my testimony. I'm not going to say you made me rich. God's going to make me rich. Everybody say, God's going to make me rich. Okay, let's see how he's going to do it. Sow his hand, sowing. Everybody say, sow his hand, sowing. Y'all pray my voice come back. It's coming back. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Let's look at it. Genesis. Be ready so I can save some of this. Genesis 26 and 12. Let's go. Then Isaac sowed a seed in the land and received. Watch this now. Everybody say, Isaac,
sowed
a seed.
Say
it with me.
Isaac.
Sow the seed. Isaac is the child of promise.
Amen. Amen.
Isaac is the one that received the blessing.
Yeah.
Everybody say he's a child of promise.
He's a child of promise.
He has the blessing on his life.
He has a blessing on his life.
Yet he still had to sow seed.
Yet he still had to sow seed.
Amen.
That's good.
Pastor. A sower sows seed. Isaac sowed a seed in the land.
Yes.
This is your harvest expectation. And received. Everybody say, and received.
And received.
And received a hundredfold. 100 times as much as he planted.
Wow.
It didn't say Isaac just kept on praying.
Mm-hmm.
It said Isaac sowed. Okay, okay. We might have a few of those. That's okay. Say it with me. I got to sow.
And I
got to learn how to properly sow.
Because
when I sow, I activate
the law of God
in my life.
Amen.
He cannot give you harvest over a seed that you have not sowed. Okay, you with me? Let's go.
And the man became great.
Oh, wait a minute. He sowed a seed
in that land and received in the same year 100 times as much as he had planted.
Okay, now look up when you read. Now watch this. He sowed a seed. He received increase from the seed he sowed.
Amen.
He received increase from the seed he sowed. Because he activated a principle of God.
Yes.
Say it with me. I got to activate the principle of God. And God's word going to do what God's word going to do. I got to get you to respect principles.
Yes. Amen.
I'm not knocking anybody. Stay with me now. But a lot of our church life has taught us to respect emotions.
Right. Amen.
And that has nothing to do with this.
You're right. That's good.
It has nothing to do with this.
Amen.
So that's why we brought our emotions into our prayer life. When he never said, bring me your emotions, he said, bring me my word.
That's what he said.
Now, that's what he said. You got a problem with it. You can take it up with him, but that's what he said. And I remember, I was very, very clearly, one day he rebuked me on this because I was ready to bring him my emotions because I'm going to get God to move for me because I'm about tired of this one I'm going through. So I got myself together. I started cranking up the tear engine. I turned on the snot machine. Had it going. I had my eyes all swelled up. Oh, I was gonna milk this cow. And I'm going into my prayer closet all ready to go tell them all about my trouble.
Yes.
He's going to hear my cry. And he's going to answer by and by. I got through the threshold of my prayer closet, and he said to me very clearly, don't come in here with that. I wanted to say, excuse me, but I knew who was talking to. And I stood there confounded.
Right.
Like a deer, you know, looking at a new gate. I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do then?
Right.
He said, if you're coming, bring my word. That day changed my prayer life. And then I had to stand there and think about and recall the word that I need to go talk to him about.
Right.
That don't mean just come in here and just grab any verse.
No. Right.
Might not want to grab any verse. Some verses begin with whoa. No, I don't want that one. That's just, I don't need a whoa. No. What he was saying to me is find the principle that I have spoken that will give life to your situation.
Amen.
And come talk to me about that.
Yeah, thank you.
You sick? Here's the principle. By his stripes you're healed. Come bring that. You need wisdom? It's in here.
Amen.
Ask and he'll give it to all men liberally.
Yes.
Come bring that. Don't come bring, I don't know what to do. He said, yeah, I know you don't know what to do, but you still ain't asked me nothing.
Right.
I told somebody this when I was away on Thanksgiving. I said, have you asked God for it? He said, well, yeah, when I told him, I said, he didn't say nothing about you telling him.
Right.
The principle is not activated on you telling him.
That's it.
He said, ask and it shall be given. Seeking you shall find, knocking the door shall open. You can't just do it any kind of way. You got to do it according to the word. Okay. All right, let's go home. Let's go home. The turkey that came in, the pies talking, the Lord. Let me wrap this up real quick. Isaac sold. Everybody say, Isaac sold. Say it with me, he activated the law of God. And it received a hundredfold.
And it received a hundredfold.
Guess what? It didn't stop there. This ought to make you shout. It did not stop there.
It did not stop there. Thank you, God.
He became great.
Right.
And gained more. And more. Until he became very wealthy. And distinguished. Everybody say very wealthy.
Very wealthy.
And distinguished. Make this note. Make this note. I'm solving my head problems with money now. Here's another testimony that's going to help you with that. Because the judgment you judge will come back to you. Amen?
Amen.
So if you don't want to be judged, don't judge. The judgment you judge with is coming back to you.
Amen.
So if you don't want to judge, be judged, don't judge. I'm driving my little Hoop DeVille in Houston. And I'm young in the Lord and didn't know I was young in the Lord. Pooping all over the place and, you know, and with no Pampers. But anyway, I'm on the 610 loop. I see a man driving a Rolls Royce, and I feel some kind of funny way about it.
Amen.
And again, God spoke to me very clearly. I guess I can't give you one. Because I judged him.
Amen.
You can't judge wealth and expect God to give it to you.
Amen.
It don't happen that way.
That's so good.
Because if he gives it to you, you come up under your own judgment.
That's right. That's right.
Teach us to. Well, them company owners, they just all these people hungry and they got the audacity to lay off people and all they want to do is buy bigger yachts and all that kind. Well, there are some people that misuse that. Well, what happens when you're the company owner?
Amen.
And it's either that everybody go down, or we weed out those that are not being productive anyway. Now, I stand right here, and you tell me that everybody at the job is pulling 100%. I want to know the name of that company. Ain't nobody want to talk to me.
Amen.
This ain't for going to heaven. This is for being in heaven to earth.
You're right.
Amen. In the kingdom, you either produce it or they put you out.
That's right.
The last fella tried to change jobs. Anybody ever tried to change jobs? Anybody ever want their boss's job? This fellow wanted his boss's job. He wanted God's job. God said, you want my job? Oh, really? Watch how fast I blink. When my eyes open up, you will not be here. The scripture says, as lightning he saw. Jesus said, I saw him fall like lightning. It happened just that fast. Boom. Out. Y'all ready to learn?
Yes.
Guess what? Tell you never say,
if I get this,
all things are possible.
Amen.
Tell somebody, say,
if I get this,
I'll be able to bless my family.
Tell them,
say, if I get this,
I'll be able to bless my neighborhood.
Somebody say,
if I get this,
I won't be afraid to answer the phone. No matter what the call is, I know I can handle it.
Glory. Amen.
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 He owned flocks, herds, great supply of servants, and the Philistines envied him. They envied, everybody say they envied him.
They envied him.
Wow. So much so that they told him that he gotta leave. Say, man, you so blessed, you gotta go somewhere else with all that. Because you're greater than we are.
Right.
Throw your hands up and say, God has elevated me in this season. Come on. He's taking me to the top. For his glory. Say it again. For his glory. Not for mine. Everybody say, for his glory. Now when that happens, haters going to come out. That's okay. But you're going to be a light to somebody else. Let's find this. Let's end it up with source code. We're going to just go there and then we'll be all together done. Can you handle a little more?
Amen.
Okay, here's this principle. Hands to the plow. John 15, verse 1, all the way through verse 5, lays out a very important concept that we need to understand. This is why we need Jesus in our life, because Jesus is our coupler, our connector, our door to the Father. Amen? He's the one that paid our sin debt. Amen? And so we need him in our life. He says, I am the vine and my Father is the husbandman. He owns the garden. I'm the vine. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away.
Amen.
There your neighbor say, oh, it's not optional.
It's not optional.
I must bear fruit. Everybody say, I must bear fruit. Okay.
Thank you.
We'll come back to that some more. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it. Mm-hmm. Let me read that again. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it.
Amen.
For your judging. Let me read it one more time. And every fruit that every branch that bears fruit, he purges it.
Yeah.
Here's what happens. Sometimes we see, like a Sister Chantel, in God's purging season of her life.
Uh-huh.
And we declare, oh, I thought she was all that.
Mm-hmm.
She's being purged because she was fruitful.
Because
now God said, I want more fruit from her.
Amen.
So I'm cutting her back.
Amen.
Do y'all understand what purging is? Amen. It's cutting back. I'm trying to see if Life by Design going to catch this. I'm trying to see if I got any members in Life by Design going to catch this. Do you understand what purging is? It's cutting back.
Yes. Yes.
God has been cutting us back for 6 months. Come on. Is anybody understanding what's happening? He's not abandoning us. He's purging us because we get ready, oh my God, to grow. There's a purging before there's a blossoming. High five your neighbor, say we're getting ready to blossom. All we got to do is handle the purge season. This is how it looks when he shows up in your life. First, you have this flourishing season. Then all of a sudden, it seems like things getting tight. It's like, my God, things are starting to get tight. All these extra emergencies are coming, da-da-da-da-da. What's going on, God? God has not abandoned you. He's getting ready to take you to another level. If you handle the purge season correctly. Encourage the one next to you. Say, handle it right. Don't curse God and die. Praise Him and live.
Praise Him and live.
It's only for a season. You could have a class of 50. Go all the way down to 2.
Right.
Oh, come on.
Don't change your faithfulness.
Right.
Don't change the schedule.
Right.
Start showing up even more faithful.
Right.
And open up with God, I thank you for the purge. Help me to prepare for the double.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, somebody give him some praise. Come on, come on, come on. Oh. Thank you. You got to handle your purge season right. Let me deal with it for a minute. Purging don't feel good. Don't get it twisted. It don't feel good. You getting cut back. That don't feel good.
No.
Look at somebody and say, that don't feel good. And if you don't know the word, it's bewildering. Because it doesn't come with a pre-announcement. Starting next month, you will be in purging. It's just all of a sudden show up. My God, I'm in purging. I'm losing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Kids all of a sudden, all of them get unsettled.
Oh,
my God.
Dog doing circles in the middle of the floor. You're like, what is going on?
That's the truth now.
And that's.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Whew. Come on, tell you that. Just lay hands on your eyes. Say, God is going to open my eyes to another level. Watch this, right? Because Mr. Kelly, see, we want to say, oh, it's the devil.
Right.
Oh, everything. When did he start running stuff? I thought God is God. Everything ain't him. And you need to get that confession out your mouth.
Amen.
If you don't know what it is, ask God what it is. What is this? That's why David went in. Shall I pursue? Or are you purging me? What's going on? Because I know you ain't gave up on me. Because it's not in your character. Get God for glory. See, when you start knowing him, you'll stop praying stupid prayers. God, like, God, you left me. God, I can just imagine him just wanting to get up on the throne and just throw something at you. Did she say that? Didn't I tell her? Didn't I give her this confidence?
Yes. Oh, come on.
On the front end. I will never leave you.
Right.
I didn't say I would never leave you long as you act right.
That's what
I already know you ain't gonna act right.
Come on,
Pastor. So for that day that you don't act right, you will know I'm still here. And in the day of trouble, you will have confidence to call. Good God from glory. Throw your hands up and say, he's still here. Stop knowing him by your emotions. Know him by his character. He put it in the book. He put his character in the book. Here's his character. I don't lie.
Amen.
No, no, I still don't get it. Amen. I don't care how you quote this verse. People still don't get it. He said, I don't lie. Then he gets real bold with it. He said, I am not man.
I'm not man.
Right.
That thing I created.
Right.
That thing lie.
Yes.
Right. I'm not it.
Yes.
It's made in my image.
Yes.
But it bit a fruit.
Yes.
And took on the nature of the liar. But that ain't me.
Amen.
That's what we part.
I don't lie.
You will have lying circumstances all around you. But God told you in advance, but I don't lie. Well, God is starting to look like you lie. Not if you look at my word. If you look at the circumstances may look like he's lying. But his word don't change. Look at somebody say,
God said
to you, hardhead,
he don't lie.
And he don't care
what it look like.
How crazy the kids are.
How they talking back.
Whoo! Whoo, glory.
He don't care.
He didn't lie. And he know how to bring them. Come on, saints. You got to know when to shout. Come on, saints. You got to know when to praise him. Woo. I don't care how the money's looking. He don't lie.
He don't lie.
Hunt your neighbor and say, come on, you got to get your faith up there. We got to go home. John 15 just text basically says to abide in him. Because outside of him, you can't do nothing.
Right.
But tell your neighbor, say,
if I abide,
it works.
It works.
Let's walk through these 10 keys to being fruitful right now.
Thank you, God.
No man putting his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom. So we got to handle our distractions. Here's 10 keys to being fruitful. First one, I'm going to go through this real quickly. First one is soil preparation. Everybody say soil preparation. Spend some time in this month of December preparing your soul to being fruitful for year 2020.
Yes.
Amen? Yes. There are four types of soils that Matthew 13 speaks about. First of all, the first type is the wayside soil. That's improper sowing. What that means for you is trying to get a little word here and a little word there and a little word there. No consistency. That's wayside sowing. Amen? Your seed ain't in the ground.
Amen.
You can't pick this up on the by and by.
Amen.
You got to get at his feet.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Amen.
Because it said, and the seed fell by the wayside. Not planted. You just had a word fall in your ear.
Amen. Yes, God.
There's stony soil. Stony soil prevents the seed from going to the proper depth. Amen?
Amen.
So then, since it's not at the proper depth, it's not deep enough. It's not at the right level of depth. Amen. What happens on the surface impacts the seed. And it shouldn't.
You're right.
If you plant the seed right, it don't matter what's going on with the top soil that gets washed away in the rain. The seed's still planted. All your stuff sitting on top. All your stuff saying right here, where if you don't move, I'm done with that. Topsoil saint. Ask the topsoil saint next to you, say, you a topsoil saint? Every little storm washes you away. Every little trouble, amen, you disappear for 6 months. Anything go wrong, it interrupts your press. And now you depress. Thorny soil. Improperly cared for soil. You got all these distractions. Start working on it right now. Come on. How many know right now you got we got a lot of things pulling on you? Man, I got a lot of stuff pulling on me.
Amen.
Isn't it amazing that when you decide to lock in and get focused, everybody around you start having emergencies?
Amen.
That's right.
Then you really look inside of the emergency. It really ain't an emergency. It's just a lack of planning on their part. And they want to ride your faithfulness.
Right. Right.
Without a ticket.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you're going to have to get your own ticket. You're going to have to get your own ticket. You're going to have to get your own ticket. Go inspect my car. See who's riding up in here. They ain't got no ticket. You got a ticket? Because people with ticket, amen, has paid a fare. In other words, they are helping the process.
Amen.
You're going to have to get rid of some dead weight.
Amen.
And their weight does not only exist in the lives of others. Some of the dead weight exist in us,
right,
on stuff we just don't want to let go.
Right.
You ain't loving me today. That's right. And then everybody said there's good soil. Soil that's prepared and attended to. You're going to have to work on your soil. Make a note. I got to work on my soil. I got to work on, if I got too much CSI in my soil, I got to turn the CSI off. I got to stop binging on the Game of Thrones. I got to just work on my soul. Because God's not going to emotionally respond to me. He's going to respond to his word that I have put in action. I got to dig and dung. That speaks to putting nutrients back into the soil. Some of our soil is depleted of the nutrients necessary to grow. And so you got to fertilize it. Everybody say, fertilizer stinks. So guess what? In December, I got to prepare myself to handle some stinky stuff. This don't smell good. This don't feel good. But it's good for me. Amen?
Amen.
This don't feel good. Telling my good friend, no. I ain't told him no in 15 years. You so proud of that.
Wow.
You tell God no every day, but I ain't told him no in 15 years. I'm coming at you.
Come on, Pastor, come on.
No. Everybody said no.
No.
I got to lock in now.
Amen. Amen.
I got an assignment I got to do.
Amen.
Isolate the seed. Everybody say seed must be planted.
You
got to get planted. Hunt your neighbor and say, you got to get planted. Come on, I'm going to rest you one, but everybody say, you got to
get planted.
You can't be hopping all over the place.
Yes.
Every time you hop, you interrupt the growth process.
Amen.
You disrupt the growth process. You can end up ruining the seed. You catch it in the wrong season.
That's right.
Okay. Then the seed got to germinate. It got to get what it needs from the source. Every time you come here, you got to see it as a place of germination. I got to get what I need. Somebody say,
I got to get what I need.
And what you need ain't always material.
Amen.
Sometimes I got to get a new perspective on that.
Right.
I got to renew my mind to this area. Am I helping anybody?
Amen.
Everybody say, water the seed. Again, we talked about that a little bit. When you water the seed, it expands, it makes it swell.
Amen. Amen.
Just look at the skinny one next to you and say, you too skinny. That boy is smooth as butter. That boy is smooth as butter. When this word comes in you, it makes your spirit man swell. Your spirit man has to swell to break you out of the shell. So everybody say,
I need some water.
Then that water gets activated. That water has to be quickened by the spirit, got to come alive. Then you got to develop a root system. Everybody say, I got to
be rooted
and I got to be grounded. Watch this, in love. Because this works by love. Don't get it twisted. It doesn't work by power. The power of it is love. So you can't have God's best staying a hateful soul.
Come on, Pastor.
I would say, but I won't say. But look at the soul next to you and say, it works by love. Then you got to grow in the direction of the sun.
Amen.
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 Everybody say, I got to grow in the direction of the sun. Every day I got to become more like him.
Yes.
That's why Paul said, I'm pressing towards him. Amen.
Amen.
Then I got to go through this photomorphous genesis. In other words, this transformation. Everybody say, transformation.
Amen.
You got to allow God to renew your mind. Tell your neighbor next to you, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
You got to allow God to renew your mind.
God.
Tell them, say, you still thinking the same way that you've been thinking for the last 10 years, but expecting different results. They call that insanity. I'm not trying to say you insane. But boy, you're close to it. You're close to it. You're looking for different results, but you have not renewed your mind.
Right.
You're still thinking if you beat on the wall long enough, God gonna move for you. No, you're gonna hurt your hand.
Amen.
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 Didn't everybody say be fruitful?
Be fruitful.
Come on, stand to your feet. Did this bless you today?
Yes.
Come on, give God some praise. I tried to do my best. Come on, give God some praise. I know sometimes we want these nice little cute package sermons. But we're in a season where God is equipping us. And when you're in the equipping seasons, you got to get down into the details of how things work. Amen?
Amen.
Glory be to God. So that's what he's doing. Tell your own flesh, say, flesh, now you're going to have to be okay with this. Because this going
to
get us to where we need to go. I done tried your way
for the last
20
years.
And look where you got me. Amen.
Amen.
Can we be real for a moment?
Right.
Glory be to God. How many really want to be fruitful? Do you understand now that to be fruitful, there's some things you got to do? Everybody say, I got to do something.
I got to do something.
I got to change the whole way I'm living.
I got to change the whole way.
If I'm going to be fruitful. I didn't say about being saved. I said about being fruitful.
Amen.
Or are you going to do anything for the kingdom? Or are you going to take it to the grave with you? Last thing we're going to pray. I want you to get close enough to somebody where you could whisper and say, do you see the treasures that are in this room? Come on, just whisper and answer. Do you see the treasures that are in this room? Do you see the treasures? My God. I want to shock you, but do you see the treasures that are in this room? If we took inventory right here, everybody say, in this room?
In this room.
Whew. Wow. If we all took our seed and let it grow to the point that we're walking in dominion in that area, this city will flip.
Amen.
For what's in the room. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Some of you waiting on permission. So I'm going to give you permission. He gave it to you in the word. He said, go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, y'all still didn't get it. He said, go. Amen.
Amen.
Now tell your neighbor, say, I've been given permission.
I've been given permission.
So I'm going to get ready.
So I can go.
And I got 31 days to do it.
And I got 31 days to do it.
Come on, give God some praise right here.
You have just heard another life-transforming message from Life by Design Ministries. We would love to hear from you. Please visit our website at www.lbdm.org. And remember, God has a design and purpose for your life.